Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. Police say a man is dead after an early morning shooting at his Sturgis residence. Officers responded to a 911 call just after 4 o'clock Sunday morning. The caller reported a homeowner shot someone who had entered the residence. Police found a man with a single gunshot wound to the chest. First aid was administered until he was taken by ambulance to the Sturgis Hospital, where he died as the result of the injuries. The National Weather Service places northeast South Dakota in a high wind warning starting this afternoon, continuing into early tomorrow morning, and it includes Brookings. Forecaster Aaron Dorn says winds out of the north-northwest will begin ramping up mid-afternoon.
After 3 o'clock, we'll see the winds just steadily increase to where sustained winds will be 30 miles an hour or better by early evening, 6, 7, 8 o'clock. We could be seeing some gusts as high as 60 miles an hour out there.
Dorn says wind gusts of that nature will be strong enough to bring down some tree limbs and could potentially mess with power lines.
We've seen a lot of trees around the area hanging onto their leaves a lot longer, and so they're wet. They've been getting rained on all day. You know, these winds come jumping up into the 30 to 40 mile an hour range with higher gusts. It's possible that there could be enough drag to cause some tree damage, perhaps some isolated issues with the power grid.
In Brookings County, the high wind warning in effect from 4 this afternoon until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. A county auditor in South Dakota accused of violating the state's open meetings law has been arrested. State's Attorney James Hare issued a warrant for the arrest of Walworth County Auditor Rebecca Krein last week after receiving a complaint she failed to make documents available for an August 6th meeting. State law requires government entities to make documents available to the public when they're used during official meetings. Krein declined comment, citing advice from her lawyer. That's news.